So we're going to continue reading the Gemara. The two dots for the Tefillah are one. We're now the third line down. Kulon Nichnos and Tastefani. So I'll just start from the two dots again. Just read it. Toner Abon. Toner Abon. The two dots on Kesam Adalef. Sorry. This we're going analyzing everything again. So Toner Abon. Everyone's got the place. Mochol Echod Shlosh Bnei Adam KeEchod. The person who owes money to everybody. He sold all his property either to one guy or to three people at the same time. Three people bought it at the same time. Then the din is kulon nichlus tachas avalim. Whoever now has bought the property, whatever quality property he bought, he now takes the place of the original owner and his obligations. So whoever's got the Yerushalayim has to pay the nizik, whoever's got the Bnei Brak has to pay the Baal Chov, everyone's got the Bet Shemesh, Rabish has to give the woman her ksuba. Now, we analyzed yesterday a bit. Now, we carry on. B'zeh achazeh. Kulon, govin min ha'achra. Now, if three people, if the fields were bought one after the other, by these three people, then, kulon, whoever's owed money, is govin min ha'achra. All the people who owe money have to go to the last guy who bought. Ain lo, if he hasn't got enough to cover all the debt, means he's been cleaned out, the one who's bought that has given up the whole, everything he's bought he's given to pay the debt, then go mashav, then they go to the second last guy to get the rest of their payment. Ain lo, if even the second last guy hasn't got enough to finish off all the debt, then go mashav, then you go claim from the first guy who bought. So who's the most protected guy over here?
First.
First.
Who's the one most protected? That doesn't have to. Not Yerushalayim. Who's the most protected guy from not having to give up his field?
The first buyer.
The first buyer. So he's the last guy to go to. The debtors go to him the last. Okay. Look at Rashi and he explains why. Why is he the most protected and the one that's most at risk is the guy who bought the field last. Whatever field he bought, he's the most at risk.
Min
ha'achron. Min ha'achron. You got Rashi, min ha'achron? Yeah. Min ha'achron. Da'afidu shokhe kamai idyas abenis. That means even if the first guy who bought Yerushalayim and the second guy bought the Nebrak, Motzan Motchon Lehu Halukuchos, the Nezikin Obalchov, the buyers, the first two buyers, can push away the claim of the Nizik and the Balchov and say, you can't come to us because we bought first and second. Eitz was the worst. Go to the rubbish field who was bought, actually lost. The Omer, because they say the Loshen, Hanakti Lacha Mokum Ligvos Menu. When we bought our property, we the first two guys bought the property, we left property still available for you, the creditors, to get your money from by the original guy who owes your money. V'tznan, and it says in the Mishnah, the Masechet is Gittin, Ein Nifroim Minachosim Mishabotim, you cannot make any claims of payment from property which has already been transferred to a third party who's bought them, but Mokum Shesh Bnei Chorim, if the original guy who owes money still has property available to pay their debt. Afilu Hein Zeboros, even if the only property that's still available to pay the debt is rubbish, they all have to go to the rubbish. So therefore, Dichizov and Hani Trei Kamai, so therefore when the first two guys bought the first two fields, Ishtai Ziburis, both of them had left behind property, even though it's rubbish property, they left rubbish property by the original person who owes the money. But they heard rubbish by the guy who owes the money. Rapi Tohode Azvine, even that was bought eventually, and now everything's bought, Bosa Basra Azvinon, the last guy is exposed to all the claims. Okay.
You could have a situation where the Kesuv Isha ends up taking the very best product, the very best thing.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. Yeah. So, Rashi says the reason why the one who's most exposed is the last guy who bought it, and the pretended or the other, the first guy, is because we've got this lotion of the Mishnah that says, Ein Nifraim Nechosim Shabbatim B'mokim Shiyesh B'nechayim. You cannot get any claim of payment from property which has been sold if there's still property which hasn't been sold. Now, what does this mean? What is this? What is this rule which he's quoting as that's been used to protect the first two guys? How does it work? What is it? Is it Takana? Is it Daraisa? What's the logic behind that? So if you go to the first Mara Mokum, which I gave you my the papers.
Right. This is the Barthol, right?
Hmm?
Barthol?
Yeah, I'm talking about Barthol. After the second Barthol, yeah?
So that the sale was reversed, would it be different? Because in other words, the Ibis was sold less.
It makes no difference. Makes no difference.
Was he claimed from the Ibis?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, go to first Amar Mokum. The Gemara and Gittin, it comes and explains what is this rule of do not go to the ones fields which have been bought already if there's still fields which are free by available by the original person who owns the money. He says like this. Ein, the Gemara says, Ein nifraim nechosim shodim b'mokum sheish b'ayim. You can't go to the guys who bought if there's still available property. That boy, rat adchvai ba'ami. Rav ba'ami has a question. A shayla. B'matona, what about by matona? If a person doesn't buy the property. Reuven didn't bought property. He got property as a present. Is he also protected? What's the rule by presents? I'll give you the speak out the case. Yeah, that's good. Reuven owes money big time to Nizik, to Balchov, because of the position. He owes money. Yeah, he had plenty of property. He decides, you know what? He's not going to sell it. He decides he's going to give a present. He gives a present. This Reuven gives a present of all his property. He gives some to Shimon, some to Levi, some to Yehuda. And the other day, he's got no property left. Do we still say the rule over there that the person who received the present of the land last, he's most exposed, and the people who received their presents first, they are protected, or in presents we don't say such a thing? Is it only by when you sell property, the people who bought have a certain protection, and the one that most exposed is the last one who bought? Or do we also say that rule by presents?
Obviously not. Why?
Why?
With the Balchov and the others, if I buy first and I see still got property left, so I can safely assume I'm buying, and if anybody claims, they claim for what's left. So can the second guy. And, but with the present, there's no I bought first and therefore there's something left. You're all equal.
But I got the present first. I got the present on Tuesday. But he got the present on Wednesday, and he got the Thursday. To me, he got on Tuesday. There was plenty of property available. So don't come to me. If it goes to the property available, and the one who's going to be happy to pay all the debts is the guy who got the present on Thursday. Say the same thing.
I wouldn't make that with a present. I wouldn't make that.
Why? Why wouldn't he make that?
No, at least his wording would not be hanafka. His wording would not be hanafka, because he didn't actively do something like knowingly say that. Oh, okay.
So the question is this a legal kinyan, the matana, so that the recipient has a legal kinyan? If he has a kinyan that's legal, then why would it be different?
Okay, so then we're basically asking, what's the reasoning behind this rule? Is it Sada Din, whoever comes first, he has stronger ownership here than the second guys and the third guys? If so, then there's no difference between buying and present. Or if it's a special Tokona, maybe it's only a Tokona of protection. Protection of Tokona. Why should you have protection of Tokona by presence? So let's see what the Gemara says. So why would I think that it does apply? Because the Gemara says, "De is lehanomine lo havile matona." You know why it could apply by matona? It's because why is he giving? Why is this Reuven giving presents starting out? Why is he giving a present to Shimon? Why is he giving a present to Yehuda? Why is he giving presents? Why is he giving presents?
He doesn't want his property to go to the.
No, if he does, he still he never get it back. Once he gives a present,
he expects something in return.
Well, you could say it like that way, which is correct. You could also say it. The Gemara says it's like different, but it's a similar idea. God says, obviously, the reason why he's giving presents because he feels he's indebted to these guys, and he feels that he has to pay them a debt. You have to reimburse them. He obviously did him their favor, and when he gives a present, it's not like he's giving the present. No, I'm a great guy. I'm giving a present because I'm repaying the favor. So it's like really a type of exchange. Even when you give a present, it's really like a sale. You did me a favor, and in lieu of the favor, I'm giving you a present of land. And therefore, since it's like a sale, so then you're just like somebody who bought fields. One who receives a present is like bought fields. How did he buy the field, the one who gives presents? He gave a favor to him 10 years ago, this very big favor, and now he's getting a piece of land as payment of that favor, so therefore he paid for the land by doing the favor 10 years ago. So therefore it's like buying, so maybe he's protected. So that's the Gemara starts. So Hilchah Kaseidu Lukos Domi, he's like a buyer. So what's the answer? Omalei Mar Kashisha Bereit of Chisda. I'll tell you what the answer says, Mar Kashisha. Toshma, I've got a proof what the halacha is. Im Omer, if somebody is a what we call a Matnos Shidma, if somebody is, you know what, he thinks he's going to die.
Deathbed gift.
Yeah, he's a deathbed gift. He thinks he's going to die. And he says, you know what? When a person's on a deathbed, he can give things away with just words and a binding, just like Kinyonim. That's the rule with deathbed. He's different from everybody else. He can actually make Kinyonim transactions with his words. So this is what he says. Tnuma time zuz the pony. You know what? Give 200 zuz, or piece of land, to give as a present a piece of land to Reuven, for Achuaf Laploni, and the rest, and the rest of the land you, afterwards you give to Levi. So he says, this guy is on his deathbed. He's saying, I'm giving a present first to Shimon, and then secondly, second present, after that present's been done, I'm giving to Levi of land. Okay, so this is a case of presents. Yeah, it's a case of presents. Yes, yeah, it's a case of presents. Yotzlav Sachar, the guy who was on his deathbed, actually owes money. He owes money to all different debts.
Can he give away?
And he's given his property away. And they now say, where do we go to get paid? Where do we go to get paid? All this property he gave away as a present. Where do we go? So the mission says, go over Min Achar. Go to the guy who got the present last. Hey, look, if he hasn't got enough, then go for Shaul, then go to the second last guy. So what do we see from there? Do we see by presence also the same rules at buyers? That buyers, the one that's most exposed is the last one who bought. Do we say the same thing by a present? The one who's most exposed is the last one who received the present. What do we see from there?
Yes?
Yeah?
So,
Shema Amina, the Matana Nami Ovid, Rabbanan Tekonta. We see from here that Rabbanan also do a Tekona. Not only for buyers, they do a tekona for guys who get presents. Okay. So the main words of this Gemara for us, the Gemara, the main words, is this whole thing is a tekona. The guy who's most exposed is the last guy. Why? And the other guys are less exposed. The first guy is protected most. Well, you know why? Tekona. Tekona to Rabbanan. Okay. Tekona Durban. And you know the Tekona Durban applies to buyers and applies to guys who get presents as well. They also have this Tekona. Okay? Yeah. So it's a Ghana.
Yeah.
Is this specifically Matanat of a Shivmer or is it generally?
Ah, the Gemara says it makes no difference. Obviously, it's generally. Yeah, now, here's the next question. We've now discovered it's a Tzakona. Why did the Rabbanon make a Tzakona? Why? Why did they make a Tzakona?
On present Tzakona or generally?
No, generally. This Tzakona. The guy who buys and gets the field last, he's most exposed. But the guys who get the fields first or second, they're protected.
Cool.
Why did they make this Tzakona? What's the reasoning behind this Tzakona?
It seems like it's similar to what we had before. Somebody could just give away all their stuff and walk away from a loan. Why would people want to lend money?
Okay, but you're talking about a reason for the person to collect his debt.
Yeah.
Here we're talking about Tzakona to protect the buyers.
Protect the buyer.
We're protecting the first buyer, we're protecting the second buyer, and we're putting all the problems on the third buyer.
The third buyer.
Yeah, so why are we making this Tzakona? What's the Tzakona? Really, what does it mean Tzakona? Really, you should be able to go to all of them.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Really, without the Tzakona, make it in, you should be able to go to all of them, even the first guy, you should be able to go to them. And we say, no, Tzakona, we protect the first guy. And we, to a certain extent, protect the second guy. The guy we don't protect, who doesn't have a Tzakona, is the last guy.
He knows that he's left.
So, what's the basis, what's the pshat in this Tzakona? The Tzakona is there to protect the first guy and the second guy. That they should pay, but they don't have to pay.
Yeah.
Because they were the number one and number two. We do not make a Tzakona for the last guy.
Uh-huh.
So what is the reasoning behind the Tzakona?
I think it's because of what you said last time, that if somebody, because of Shtar of the call, somebody would know whether or not they're outstanding some obligation. So the last person to buy the field is the most, I would say, negligent. But he,
okay, very good. Very good. Okay. So, it's actually what the reasoning of Tzakona to protect the first and second guy is a machlokas we've shown in between Tosis and Rashi over here. What the reasoning, two different reasoning are given. We're going to read Tosis and we're going to read Rashi and work out what the reasoning is. What does Tosis say? Tosis says, you know what? You're telling me even by a guy who receives a present, there's this Tzakona. And your proof is this deathbed present. Your proof is there's a Tzakona. You go to the last guy who receives a present to get the claim. Okay. So Tosis says like this. He's got a bit of a question. He says like this. The Afagav, the Yeshla Chalik. In theory, you could say it's not such a good proof for that presents have a Tzakona. Why? Because you're talking about Matna Shivma. You're talking about a presence of a guy who's on the deathbed. Yeah, that's the proof that the case you're talking about. Yeah? It's different from Shah Matanis. It's not like a regular present. Why is it different? So Tosa says, you know why it's different? To lo masik adate demes yahav vilei kol nochosav. The guy receiving the present doesn't think that the guy will die and he'll get the present. The guy who was told that, you know what, this guy's in bed, he's ill, and he says, look, I'm giving half of my estate to Reuven, half of the rest of the estate after Reuven receives it, the rest of the estate will go to Shimon. Fine. Says Tosus, these guys, Reuven and Shimon, who are going to get these presents, they don't really think they're going to get the presents, because they don't think he's going to die.
So they'll start building in the land, where the guys...
And so therefore, when they do get their presents, then you would think what? Then, it's not expected that they should get the presents, but they get their presents, yeah? So, then when they do get the presents, it's a windfall. Yeah? Very surprised. Somebody gets that present, Is it like winning the lottery? In a respect?
Yes? You said before.
Is it like winning the lottery?
Yeah,
it's like winning the lottery. Yeah? Will he say Shekhar Yonu on such a thing? Tova Meitiv, will he say Tova Meitiv on such a thing? Yeah? Because he doesn't expect it. He doesn't expect the guy to die. He doesn't expect ever to get this. It's like buying a lottery ticket. Huh? It happens. He's a millionaire overnight. Hatozah makes it. Yes? Now, that type of presence, is that type of presence in lieu of a payment of a type of debt which the guy owed?
No.
Is it a lieu of a type of debt which he owed?
No.
No.
No, it doesn't appear that way.
I don't think so.
It wouldn't appear that way because also if it's a
shivra, yeah.
The debts are extinguished. So
when this guy on his deathbed is giving out presents, why is he giving out presents? Because he feels he's indebted to these guys to give out the presents. That's why he's giving out a deathbed present, is because he wants to pay a debt. So to speak, he wants to return the favor or not?
Yes.
It could be this guy, no use no. for it anymore. No. If he means to die.
Yeah. Since he doesn't think he's going to die, and he's just doing it in case, and since the guys who's giving gay present to also think he's not going to die, and unlikely I'll get this present.
No,
you don't need a kinyan, by sure. So therefore, where obviously when he's giving it, it's obviously not in lieu of something he feels he owes them. Because if he owes them, then he wouldn't give them such a up in the sky possibility of a present. If you owe something, you give them something proper. You don't give them something, lottery tickets. You can do me a big favor, here's a lottery ticket. I'm now off the hook. You don't do that. That's not calling paying back what you feel you owe. So obviously these are pure presents. So if they're poor presents, yes, so I would think, that is not so bad to take the money away from them. It's not so bad. Not so bad. Not so bad. For the people who are never expecting presents to take it away. It's not so bad. Yeah? What do I mean by that? Yeah. I mean, it's like this. Why do you want to protect buyers when they buy property? Why do you want to protect them? You should know.
They spend money.
They pay them.
Yeah. And what happens if you don't protect them?
They're going to buy.
You won't buy. He won't buy. No buy. If everyone doesn't buy because they're not protected, what's going to happen to the world?
No comment. It shrinks. The economy shrinks, and nothing is worth anything.
So no one's going to buy anything. Yeah. Now, if you don't protect the people who get presents, what's going to happen?
Maybe people won't.
Yes.
Maybe the presents won't be accepted as much. People won't give presents as much. People will be more questioning.
If they're not protected when they get presents, people are going to say, "Why bother doing favors? I'm never going to get a present."
It's not really a present,
isn't it? I'm never
going to
get a present.
It's not a present.
Yeah, that's why people do favors. Gemara says people do favors. Because they expect to get presents, and that's why you give presents, because you want to pay back the favor. So if by giving the presents you're not protected, so people say, what's the point of giving the doing favors? I don't get the presents at the end of the day. That's the same reasoning as a buyer. A buyer says, what's the point of buying if I'm going to lose it? Don't buy. End of the economy. End of the economy, the monetary economy. If you don't protect them, people get presents, then it's the end of the social economy. No one's going to do favors for people. Yeah? Everybody likes the Daha Mabu. We like Daha Mabu. No one do favors for anyone, because if I wasn't putting him doing a favor, he's going to give me a present which I can't use, it's going to be taken away. Nah, don't give the favor in the first place.
Yeah. That's why the Gedolim, many of them, will not accept a gift. That we had, like by Rabbi Miller, he would never accept a gift because and I think they said the same about it had to be a quid pro quo.
Yes, you have to pay back the gift. So the matzah is yichah because I have to pay back. You're making me indebted. You're giving me a present. You're making me indebted. I have to give you something back. And if the giving back is useless, I'll never give you a present in the first place. Yeah, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that's why we have to protect presents. People receive presents. Got the same reason why you have to protect buyers. Because if you don't protect buyers, there's no economy. If you don't protect presents, people get presents, then people never going to give two people's favors either. So that's the reasoning of the Tekona. Tekona is to make sure you protect the economic economy and the social economy. That's the truth. We have to protect them. Yeah. And that outweighs needless debts. Now here's the next question. Now we've got a way up. We want to protect the buyers and want to get the guys to get the presents. Because otherwise people are not going to buy things and people are not going to do favors otherwise. So we protect them and say, look, whoever gets the presents first or buys first, you're protected. You don't have to worry. Only the last guy has to worry. You don't have to worry. Because we want the economy to work. We want the social economy to work. Fine. But by doing that, who are you now causing to lose? That's going to get a worse deal. The one who lent money now won't be able to get the money. So you see, once they get the money, they get rubbish. So what's going to be if they get rubbish?
Well, they know it.
Then they won't lend money. So now you've got a conflict. If I protect the buyers, hey, Yosef, if I protect the buyers, it's your type of question. That's why you see next guy.
Hang on.
I'm struggling. I'm struggling.
You just bought something today.
I need by this.
If you protect buyers and the guys receive presents, then you save the economy.
Right.
But at the same time, you make sure now you're giving a detriment to the guys who lend money because they can't get their payments so easy now. They'll get rubbish, the guys who lend money, because you're protecting the buyers. Mm-hmm. And therefore, now you're going to disencourage lending.
Agreed.
So what you so and if you put you don't if you don't protect the buyers and therefore you give the lender the ability to get everything he wants and then he'll lend everything, then you have a problem with the economy. So why are you choosing one way or the other? We're saying that it's better to protect the economy than to protect the lenders. Why are we saying it's better to protect the economy instead of the lenders? Why are we doing that?
The lenders always want to be involved in the economy more than they want to lend.
Why do you want to protect the lenders more than the economy? I don't understand.
There's a way out. That's the question. If you protect the buyers and the economy, then you're causing detriment to the lenders and they're going to be put off lending. And if you protect the lenders and they will continue lending, then you're making a terrible thing for the economy. So now we've got a way up. And Chazal says we choose protecting the economy and causing problems to the lenders. Why do you do that? Why do you choose make that decision? Why do you make that decision?
It's not a complete protection because it just then they can't go for the debt.
They get the rubbish. They get the rubbish. If you get rubbish, then they're not going to lend.
If there's no economy, there's not going to be any lenders.
Ah! The lenders understand that they should lose out in order to protect the economy, because if they don't protect the economy, then there's nothing to lend. There's nothing to borrow from, nothing to lend. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So therefore, better protect the economy, otherwise there's no money to get in any case. Yeah? There's no economy, no one has money, and no one has money to lend in any case.
It's called Venezuela.
Yeah. Okay, that's a very good statement. You have Venezuela. Yeah. So therefore, it's better to have at least United States of America rather than Venezuela. The lenders are going to lose, but at least there's something, there's possibility of getting a loan. The other way, you have no economy, there's no possibility of getting a loan. So therefore, that's why we protect the economy. Okay. That's Tosis. That's the Tosis basically saying, this is the reason why the Tekona is to protect the first two guys, because otherwise no one will buy things. no one will do favors. Okay. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Very something interesting. Rashi, one base. To osu, the one base, a bit higher, yeah. To osu lukuchus. Yeah, to osu lukuchus. Lukuchus, if you don't protect the first two buyers, those buyers will come, the insui. What's insui mean? What's that word, insui? Anyone know? Tough words. What does it mean? What does it mean? They're going to come. What?
Stop fighting.
Fighting!
Funny business.
It was fighting.
They'll come and they'll come to fight and cause machlokes. The labor, they'll say, hey, you're coming to me, I bought the field first. Go the shots off there. Yeah, it's not going to happen. There were plenty of fields available. Why are you coming to me? It's not fair. Not fair. The cause machlokes. We don't want to cause machlokes. Even though you got a right to go even to the first guy. I owe money, all this property is available, and this one I should go to as well, even the first guy I should go to. Yeah? But, even if I'm right, the Meister, the first guy, would feel done by. Because he bought first, and plenty of fields available. Aren't you choosing me? Go to the guy that I came first. It's not fair. It'll cause machlokas. So in order to stop machlokas, we make a takana that you can't go to the first guy. You can't go to the second guy. You can go only to the last guy. And that will stop the machlokas. Okay? That's Rashi's reasoning.
There's not a steer between the two reasons, both are valid. There's not a steer between the two
reasons. Rashi gives a different reasoning.
They're both valid.
Both valid, but Rashi gives a different reason from Tosfos. Tosfos gives a different reason from Rashi. Now, this stops the machlokas business. Stop machlokas. Okay? Fine. Left the Tosfos and Rashi. Why did Rashi choose that as the reasoning? Why wasn't he happy with Tosfos' reasoning, economics? What's this machlokas business? Yeah, Tosfos is a normal thing. Fits very well with the wording of the Gemara. You're protecting the buyers, because otherwise they won't buy. That's what Tosfos is basically saying. Rashi's saying, you're protecting the buyers, otherwise they're going to have a big machlokas. A modern type of peshat. Why is Rashi saying such a peshat? Okay.
That's the question.
Yeah.
I understand something. The last buyer, right, here's a possibility to, like any buyer, make sure that there's no, I mean, he knows that this is the last piece of property he's buying. He has to make sure that there's no lien on it. So why would we think anything else? In other words, Nechanami, you would never go to the first or second, third, fifth buyer. You go to the one with that.
Which property has a lien on?
All of them.
No, you weren't here yesterday. Which property has a lien on?
One of them.
Which property has a monetary ownership on before the buyer came in? So you borrowed money, somebody who borrowed money. He borrowed money.
That's what the
payment is. I'm saying, which of these property does the one who lent money actually have a monetary claim on?
Zibur.
It's only rubbish. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
The Beninus, which he gets, is no monetary claim, it's just a mitzvah, he said. And he said it's a mitzvah even for not only for the guy, but even for the guy who bought it. Yes? The guy who bought it, he's also got a mitzvah. Yes? Okay? So therefore, all of them who bought the properties, whoever bought the Beninus, yeah, has a mitzvah to pay. Yeah? Yeah? He's got a mitzvah to pay. Doesn't matter if it was second or, let's say the first guy bought the Beninus. Which, that has a mitzvah on, so he gets the mitzvah. Mi'ikah, then he should pay, because of mitzvah. Rashi is saying to Connor, since he's the first guy, no, it will create a machlokas. If you go to him. You go to him, he gets the first guy. It's a machlokas.
I'm asking, why is it the onus of a person buying something to make sure that there is no claim on what he's buying? Why are we protecting,
you're asking why are you protecting the first guy?
Why?
The first guy you protect, Because he says, Rashi, because he'll say, it's not fair. You're coming to me, and it's plenty of fields who are after me. Why are you coming to me? Mark Locus. Yeah?
Can't you say Tosafot's reasons, including Rashi's reasoning? If the buyers are going to get upset, the lenders are going to be upset. The buyers are going to, they're not going to buy anymore.
Tosafot says there's a lot of chashash that is to save them to look who close.
What's it? Why is it fair? Why is the question of fairness? Yeah. In other words, the guy bought property.
We're not talking about fair according to halacha. We're talking about how the person in the street thinks. Right. That I bought this first, there was plenty around, it's not fair that it should come to me. Uh-huh. And therefore, he's going to fight. He'll lose! Because he's wrong.
Yeah.
But he'll fight. And we don't want the fight. Because we don't want the fight, we tuck and make a takana, not for him, not for his benefit.
So the third guy?
Takana, that there shouldn't be machlokas in the world.
But the third guy's not going to feel like I'm going to scream and say, why are you coming to me?
No, because he's Alaska. He's Alaska.
You can expect it more.
He's Alaska. No, because what's the reason why he feels it's not fair? What's the guy in the street feels it's fair and not fair?
Because there's other land.
Now the last guy, is there any other lands?
Yeah.
So therefore he'll fight. Okay, this guy took a chance. So therefore he won't fight, the last guy. The last guy won't fight. But the first two guys will fight because they said they will hold, the guy in the street will hold, it's not fair.
What I'm saying, if you're selling three houses, right? Two of them have no mortgage on it. The first one has a mortgage on it. So the first guy buys the one with the mortgage, right?
But they all have a mortgage.
So I understand.
They all have a mortgage on.
No, I'm talking about a mortgage.
But I'm saying they all have a claim on them monetary. Either because the mazik has a claim on the best. The Baal Chov has a claim on the feminist. I'm saying we're talking about this look. We're talking about they all have a claim on them. All have a claim on them.
So my question is, we discussed what the Tosafot says about the economy and about the working of the economy. So to me, I would say, Kol V'chomer, how do you have an economy if you can't sell a piece of property one? How are you going to be able to pay off your debts?
How are you going to pay?
He has three pieces of property.
Who? The Reuven, the one who borrowed money.
Right.
Yes, he has three pieces of money.
If he can't upload the first piece of property easily and get money for it, and I have
if he's got money to pay, he's machuiv to pay.
Yeah. But if he doesn't have money.
Why does he not have money? Because he sold the property not to pay the debts. Why did he sell the property? To get money and spend it or gamble it or do whatever he likes with it. Yes. Uh-huh. And he hasn't got money now. He's got nothing. And they all go into the properties with souls. And the guy says, you're coming to me. I bought the property first. It's not fair. You're coming to me. I bought it first. He's going to fight. He's wrong, but he's going to fight. Okay? So that's the Rashi's reason. So we have to discover why is Rashi choosing this reasoning at all. Okay. Time has beaten us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Time has beaten us. So what we discovered today, just a summary, in order that you feel you've learned something today, we decided that it doesn't matter if you're first or last, the claims should be able to come to whoever has a claim, even to the first guy should be able to come. Me'ikedin came along a takona and said, we need to make a takona, you can't go to the first guy who bought, the second guy, you can only go to the last guy and start by him. He's the guy most exposed. Everyone else is protected. That's the tekona. Machlokas has shown him why is there tekona. It's the tekona because we need to make the economy keep running and we need to encourage people to buy things. So we need to give protection to the first two guys and the last guy we don't need to give protection. But the first two guys we need to give protection and encourage the economy to go going. Or the reason for the tekona is that if you don't protect the first two guys, there'll just be a big machlokas. Even if they're wrong, they'll still fight, and we don't want to have machlokas in the world. That's what we learned tonight. Okay. Mr. Shem, next week we'll have Shirin back in the shul. That's first thing. Thank you, Mr. Bloch and Mrs. Bloch, for the use of your house. We'll have a shir on which days? We'll have a shir on Monday and Thursday.
Monday.